comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. A full 15 minutes of fun and music starring that radio and stage celebrity, Frank Crummett, with his Broadway band. On this transcribed program, Frank brings as his special guest, Gus Van, the Broadway melody man. Remember Ziegfeld Follies with Van and Skank? And for good measure, we're bringing you once again that dainty little bundle of musical pulchritude, Helen Jane Belkey, that delightful delineator of delicious ditties dished up on a...
Well, doggone, Mr. Gallup, you're running out of these.
Hello, Frank Crummett.
Hello.
Friends, here he is, your genial host, Frank Crummett. Frank, that old devil microphone is yours from now on.
No, Uncle Frank, it's mine until you return to talk about Alka-Seltzer.
Uh-huh.
Well, hello, good friends everywhere. This is your friendly, your master of... Oh, I'm slaying myself.
Well, what's the matter, Frank? Can I help?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to announce the opening number for my Broadway band, and I I keep breaking myself up.
Well, what is the title of the number?
It's Laugh Your Way Through Life. Hey, that's it, boys. I can't keep this laughing stuff up forever. Your way through life. Laughing makes your troubles incidental. Any kind of battle can be won if you will just follow the sun. Keep smiling, laugh your way through life. Laugh at those who get too temperamental, and you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day, a sky of gray way up above. So brother, laugh your way through life, and you will find your way to love.
Mm-hmm. Say, Mr. Crummett, could I speak to you for just a second, please?
Well, please, you see me later now. We're on the air now.
Yeah, but I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what to do. You see that fly on the back wall over there?
Oh, you mean the one with the legs crossed?
Well, yeah, you just keep your eye on that fly, and when I get a few seconds to spare, well, I'll talk to you.
Okay, boss, I'll just keep the eye on him for you. Huh?
Good boy. And now, friends, I'm going to loan you. I hope you notice I did not say I now give you. I'll just loan you Helen Jane Belkey for a few brief moments while she sings...
Could I have a word with you now, Mr. Crummett?
No, not now. Will you please just keep your eye on that fly? Now, Helen Jane Belkey sings This Never Happened Before from the picture Hitting a New High. And there you are, Helen. The mic is just where you left it the last time.
Never happened before. You're the thrill I've always missed. This never happened before. Till we met, I never knew the moon was so easy to reach. Till we met, a sky of blue was only a figure of speech. Was all in one, for my heart could never be true. I had eyes for everyone, but now I see no one but you. In your arms I find a world I'm almost afraid to explore. Darling, I can only say this never happened before.
nice going, Helen. And when you get back to Chicago, you can tell all the folks that I said you were grand.
I say, can I have a word with you now, Mr.
Say,
Comet?
I've told you several times to just stand there and keep your eye on that fly.
You mean the one with the legs crossed there?
Yes, or even that one with his eyes crossed. And speaking of eyes, anytime you see a person with a woebegone look in their eye, you can be sure that they... Mr. Gallup, doesn't that sort of lead you into what you were about to say?
Yes, it does, Frank. And here's what I want to ask all of you folks. Do you ever wake up in the morning suffering with a dull headache or an upset stomach? You know, that feeling of being all out of sorts with the world? Well, the next time this happens, don't let it ruin your whole day. If you only knew it, there are thousands of other people who occasionally suffer with the same trouble, but they have found an easy, pleasant way to relieve this morning misery. They have learned that it's wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. The thing to do is to roll out of bed and toss an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water. Watch it bubble up and dissolve. Then, drink the pleasant-tasting, refreshing solution it makes. Why, say, just to taste it is enjoyable. So get a 30 or 60-cent package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist if you want prompt, pleasant relief from unpleasant ailments. And remember, very often you can avoid the misery of the morning after if you'll take a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer just before you go to bed the night before.
Take a glass of Alka-Seltzer the night before. Now, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, you bet it is. Just try it.
All right.
Now, could I have a word with you, Mr. Cromit?
Say, listen, didn't I tell you to keep your eye on that fly?
Well, that's just what I wanted to talk to you about. The fly flew away.
Well, in that case, you just keep your eye on the spot where the fly was.
Yeah, but he didn't leave no spot.
Oh.
Well, I don't care what you make me do so long as you don't cut out my sauerkraut.
Well, dash it all if that doesn't have all the earmarks of a music cue.
Well, it is a music cue, Frank.
Well, hang me upside down till my ears turn red if it isn't old Gus Van. Say, Gus, I didn't recognize you with your Dutch dialect.
Well, it's me, all right.
Well, say, boys, how about playing Don't Cut Out My Sauerkraut for my good friend Gus Van,
Lina Strauss was pictures like a house, and she was worried because her honey he gave her the sack. It's no use, she said, I must reduce, because that's the only way I'll ever get my honey back. So one day, a visit she did pay to Dr. Schlitz, who said, you must go on a fast. I'll cut out all your starches, I'll fix your falling arches. Tell me, should I operate or blast? Lina blushed, her face turned so red. And to the doctor, this is what she said. Doctor, I know I am stout, but if you must cut something out, please don't cut out my sauerkraut. You can cut out all my meat, excepting when it is time to eat, but please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Doctor, even though I hardly know you, you can even cut out what I owe you. You can come around some night and cut out my electric light, but please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Ich will ganz zufrieden sein, wenn du schneidest raus meinen Wein, aber schneiden Sie mein Sauerkraut nicht raus. Schneid raus mein Schweizer Käse und mein Großkartoffelglas, aber schneiden Sie mein Sauerkraut nicht raus. Ich suche nicht vier gedämpfte Fleisch und Pickel, aber leg keine Hand nicht auf mein Bumbernickel. Schneid draus Kaffee, was ich trunk, und Kuchen, das ich dunk. Aber schneiden Sie mein Sauerkraut nicht raus.
Ah, Gus, let me tell you, boy, that was mighty nifty, it was.
Well, now, Frank, what's that gun doing in your right-hand pocket?
Oh, that gun, Gus. Well, you see, I'm the master of ceremonies, so...
So what?
So, I'm taking no chances. As a matter of fact, I bought it for a song.
I hope it isn't that last song I sang.
No, but perhaps for the next one.
Frank, do you realize when I sing through this microphone, I reach over 20 million people?
Well, maybe it's a good thing that they can't reach you, Gus.
Well, see, you have some funny cracks, haven't you?
Yeah.
Frank, well, let's sing the next song together.
Why?
Well, if there's anyone to blame for it, you'll have to take half of it.
Well, I'm game, Gus. Now, how about singing Sweet Kisses, huh?
Last night I dreamed that someone kissed me. It was so nice. I thought of paradise. Somebody's two arms just stretched right out to hold me. Two wonderful lips just press right close to mine. Sweet kisses that came in the night, sweet kisses that brought me delight. I sure do like my honey and my sugar a lot, but they're not half as sweet as the kisses I got. Sweet kisses, who gave them to me? Sweet kisses, now who can it be? Oh, Mr. Dreamman, hear my plea. I'm his honey, and he's my bee. I hope he doesn't buzz around nobody but me. Sweet kisses that came in the night.
Well, that was not bad for a couple of old men. And now that Gus and I have that out of our system, I take my baton firmly gripped in my right hand to conduct my Broadway band gently and patiently through Serenade in the Night. And boys, now please, do Uncle Frank a favor, and let's see if we can all come out together at the end, will you?
Live in a penthouse on Park Avenue or in a little bungalow in the suburbs, whether you live in an apartment in the city or in a modest farm home, it makes no difference. Everyone can afford to use Alka-Seltzer. After all, your health is your most precious possession, and you should guard it well. When you're troubled with a headache, an upset stomach, distress after meals, acid indigestion, or some other common ailment that threatens to make your life miserable, that's the time to call Alka-Seltzer to the rescue. An Alka-Seltzer tablet or two dissolved in a glass of water, either warm or cold, makes a refreshing alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. You drink it, and it first relieves your pain and discomfort. Then, too, it also helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. Not only is Alka-Seltzer effective, but it is also mighty pleasant to the taste. Get a package of these effervescent alkalizing tablets from your druggist without delay. He has them in convenient 30-cent and large, economical 60-cent family packages. Remember, Alka-Seltzer spells relief for you in a prompt, pleasant, effective way.
So long, Frank. I'm going out and getting me an Alka-Seltzer.
Why, what's the matter, Gus?
Oh, I don't feel so hot.
Say, you do look worried at that now. How come?
I'm trying to make up my mind about going to a wedding tomorrow.
Well, gee, that shouldn't worry you. Who's getting married?
I am.
Well, that's different. Well, so long, Gus. And as for you good people, this is Frank Crummett giving you a friendly warning. We'll be right back in your homes again ere long on the airlanes. And we hope you'll gather around your radio and join us.